other people know your mind. Or I can proclaim it. Then our coming would have been worthwhile. Bless us tonight.
Faith, not wavering, for He that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. But the rich in that he is made low, because as a flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but wherewith the grass and the flower bell fail. And the grace of the fashion of it perish. So also shall the rich man fade away in his way. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Amen. I want to talk from the subject, the value of the valley. The value of the valley.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Point one. Amen. The value of the valley is point one.
All right.
So I'm not going to finish it tonight. You have to come back tomorrow night for point two. I got to do a pretty good job on point one if I want you to come back on point two.
All right. Hey, preacher.
I kind of shared with you last night that when I was praying and meditating on what I wanted to share, on what the Lord would have me to share with you this week, I kind of sensed that he would have me to share with you how to see things from his eternal perspective. That's my challenge. To get you to see things like God sees them.
All right.
To get you to see things as I finished even last night that I think my beautiful and brilliant best friend, the fiance,
All right.
Would put it that we would have the wisdom of God's eye.
Yeah. All right.
And see things like God sees things.
All right. Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you last night that if we see things like God sees things, He'll change the vision that we have in life. Because, see, having the wrong vision limits.
Amen.
Having the right vision liberates.
Amen.
Having the wrong vision is destructive, and having the right vision is constructive.
Amen.
Having the wrong vision hurts, and having the right vision helps.
Amen.
I just want you to see it. And not only can seeing things from God's perspective change your vision, but it can change the way you face your battle.
Yeah. All right.
But everybody will have some battles in life.
Yes, sir.
You can't live on the mountaintop all the time.
Well, amen.
Battles are those down times. When things are not up and you're going through a low period.
Yeah.
In your life.
Yeah, that's right.
I think God has an answer for that.
Well,
your thing talks about being light in the way you serve God.
Yeah.
And sometimes battle can take the light away.
Right. Well,
if you don't see him with wisdom with God's eye, you take the delight, and when you should be excited and delighted at church, you come downhearted and disgruntled because you're not looking at that situation like God wants you to look at that.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well,
look at this. Now, just thing breaks up pretty good. Verse 1 and 2 gives us that what should be our attitude in trials.
All right.
Verse 3 and 4 talks about the advantage of trials. And 5 through 12 gives us assistance for trials.
Yeah.
Now, y'all gonna stay with me a little while?
Amen. All right.
Because I'm gonna start at the bottom and work my way up now. First thing, look at verse 5 and 12, and I'm gonna work my way up. Because first thing, you need some assistance. When you're going through something, you need some help.
Yeah.
And the help says is that when you're going through something, ask God for some wisdom. Wisdom of his eyes, because see, that's why, that if you don't have his perspective on things, amen.
Uh-huh.
You won't be able, you need some assistance.
All right, okay.
With your trial.
Yeah.
You need some help. Ask God for wisdom. And God, I like what he says about God. God don't get tired of you asking.
Right.
You know you can ask us. You come to me and ask one time, Tim, can I borrow $10? If I got it, you can have it. You come back next week and ask for 20. If I got it, you can have it.
All right.
You come back next Thursday, we can ask for 30. And if I got it, you can have it.
All right.
But you won't be able to find it before.
Well,
you need little amounts of wisdom sometimes when you're going through something that's trying.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, but your ass has been faith.
Yeah.
Just hang with it. Then it goes on and talks about the rich man and the poor man.
Uh-huh.
And it says now, for the poor man to rejoice when he's exalted. We can understand that.
Yeah.
Poor man is good things started happening in his life. Yeah, we understand that kind of rejoice.
Right.
But then it says for the rich man to rejoice when he's made low.
Well, come on. All right.
It was all right when I was poor. He lifted me up, but now I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
Now he has pulled me down.
All right.
I was doing pretty good. I had just got a raise.
Yeah.
But now I'm laid off.
Put me low.
Valley is coming out of life. But I think what he's saying here is for us not to be focused on whether we have or don't have.
All right.
Our focus must be eternity and not time and space.
Yeah.
Don't let time and space hold you emotionally hostage.
All right.
Down here, because when you die, you won't have anything. Invest in eternity. here because of you and Madonna, my life is changed.
All right.
With with some math.
Good teacher, good teacher.
You have to math wrestle with some English.
Yes.
You have to wrestle with some history.
Yeah.
You have to wrestle with some algebra. You have to wrestle with some trigonometry. You have to wrestle with chemistry. You have to wrestle with physics, because one day you will have a doctor's degree. First black sat on the Supreme Court. African Barry sat on the Supreme Court, and when he got on the Supreme Court, he was fighting giants. Right? But he didn't go straight to the Supreme Court.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He first had to go through the public school system in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah.
He had to wrestle through some of those classes.
Yeah.
And then after he finished wrestling through those days, he went to Lincoln University. They had it. Rattle through some of those classes at Lincoln University. And I know some days he didn't want to study. He didn't want to stay up burning all at midnight, but he realized that one day he may have to face a giant.
Yeah. Right.
And then he left Lincoln and went to Howard Law School.
All
right. Come on, preacher. And you know he has a rattle because Charles Houston was a professor there. He was hollering because he realized how difficult it was. You wrestled with all the courses and all the things he had taken school. And one day, when he had completed wrestling, with the lions and the bears, which worked for his people,
all right,
and they called him the little man's law, because he had to be like for people who didn't have much. Often he didn't get paid, but he had to wrestle anyway. Sometimes you got to wrestle when you don't get paid. And while he was a little man lawyer, he realized how those that he worked with rights were being violated.
Well,
he whacked. And wrestled with the lion, and wrestled with the bear, and finally he found himself wrestling with the giant of Brown versus the Board of Education. But he had already learned something in school. He was with the past. Don't have father. I know that they need a role model.
collar grab, but I've been told when you're tall.
Yeah.
So he went from the pit
to Potiphar's house. And you know, when he was at Potiphar's house, I can hear Potiphar as he got ready to leave home, talking to his wife. Baby, anything Joseph needs, you better not. She didn't really know what she was saying. Amen. And because she kind of had an inkling for Joseph.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And Joseph needed to go to Potiphar's house. Because in Potiphar's house, he got fired on him.
Yeah.
Right? See, God had put leadership in it. He rules.
Yeah.
In Potiphar, you take care of everything.
Yeah.
He rules the leadership, but in Potiphar's house, he got lied on.
Yeah.
And if you won't be a leader, you're going to get it.
All right.
Even when you do right, you're going to get it. Lying. Joseph didn't do anything wrong because when he came home and saw Miss Potiphar laying on the chase line in a size too short, too much cleavage, too tight, too many slits, she was laying in a size 2. And Joseph said, "Now she reached for it." Don't make a mistake.
Yeah, all right. Hold on.
Don't bow to king had a dream. Mm-hmm. And he was looking for somebody that can interpret a dream and let Butler remember. You know, I knew a boy in jail.
Yeah. Sure did.
And he interpreted my dream. Man, if I can go back, he still there. Yeah. I'm going to ask him what you dream.
All right.
And you know what happened here with Joseph?
Yeah.
And Joseph talking about 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty.
Yeah.
And the king was able to save the whole nation.
Yeah.
So Joseph got to be in the palace.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the development process from the pit to Potiphar's house to prison to the palace.
Yeah.
You don't go straight to the palace. You don't go straight to the palace. You got to be the palace. Oh, God.
Oh.